Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Julia Gordon-Bramer with us, professional tarot card reader, scholar, award-winning writer and poet, former professor of the graduate writing program at Lindenwood University. That's where we had our live show a few years ago, by the way. She's the author of several books, including Fixed Stars Govern a Life, Decoding Sylvia Plath, and Tarot Life Lessons. Hello, Julia. Welcome.
Hi, George. Nice to be here.
Looking forward to this. You're in St. Louis. I am, too, in a hidden location.
Oh, wonderful.
The weather,
maybe we're neighbors.
The weather has been amazing, hasn't it?
Oh, it's, yeah, gorgeous. In fact, I'm covered with mosquito bites for something. They just got me in the last bit of the season here.
Oh, yeah, their last hurrah, I think, isn't it? Hey, Julia, how long have you been involved with the tarot cards?
Oh, wow. So I started reading when I was 16 years old, and this month I will be turning 60. So we're looking at 45 years.
Well, happy birthday. And how'd you get involved in this? What got you into it?
I tell the story in the first chapter of my book, Tarot Life Lessons. I was, as I said, I was 16. I wandered into a mall on a hot summer day, and there was a magic shop there. This was in the 1970s, so magic shops were not what they are today. You know, today we have these new age shops with crystals and pendulums and all kinds of spiritual books. They did not exist in the 1970s. What I walked into was gag gifts and rabbits in hats and, you know, foam balls that you can hide up your sleeve, that sort of thing. And there was this young woman behind the counter who was maybe about 4 or 5 years older than me, but to a teenage girl, I mean, she seemed to possess all the wisdom of the universe. And she looked at me and said, "Do you want to see some real magic?" And she guided me to the tarot deck, and she showed me the cards, and that was it. I was spellbound, and my life took a turn, and I never looked back.
What are there, 72 cards in the deck?
There are 78 cards, actually.
So 78.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what do you think of the death card? I mean, I've had tarot card readers tell me it doesn't mean you're going to die.
No, not at all. It's a card of transformation. So people see it and they get scared because of all the movie stuff, you know?
Sure.
But the death card is saying the old life is behind you and you're in a whole new life. So you may see the death card when you graduate or when you get married or when you have children, you know, anything, when you retire, anything that everything's changed. And the thing about big change is that it is scary because we don't know what the new life looks like, right? So you've got just that fear of the unknown, but it can also be very exciting. So the death card is usually considered positive, a card of transformation.
Julia, do you find that more and more people are getting interested in tarot cards and readings?
Well, what I know from my clients is that these are very dark times, and people need something, you know, whether we want to say faith. I mean, I was telling some clients at a festival I worked this weekend, you know, every day I start my day and I ask spirit, God, whatever you'd like to call it, to let me be a channel of love and light and to, you know, just to be something positive in these dark times. And I think people need that. And the other thing I think is that in all of this world chaos, people tend to diminish their own problems and they tend to say, well, this, you know, I'm not important, you know, not compared to Israel and Gaza, and, you know, and,
yeah.
And so I, through the tarot, am a way to see them and hear them and acknowledge what, you know, what people go through on personal levels, because our day-to-day stuff does not change. We still have it, even in these really hard times.
From the book Tarot Life Lessons, the subtitle, Living Wisdom from the Major Arcana. What is the Major Arcana?
So, as you mentioned, the tarot has 78 cards. 22 of those cards are the Major Arcana. And those are the milestones. Those are the famous tarot cards that you do see in the movies, like the Fool, like the Lovers, like the Death card, the Hermit that we probably all know the Hermit best from the Led Zeppelin 4 album if you're of a certain age. And they're the big deals. Every culture has these milestones. We have a card for the mother figure, the fathers, the elders. We have a cards for money. We have a cards for, you know, cards for temptation and collapse. You know, we've all had our dark nights of the soul. So there's a tarot card for what Carl Jung would call the process of individualization, what Joseph Campbell would call the hero's journey, the sort of process of life that we all go through. And so the Major Arcana is especially meaningful. The Minor Arcana is also very helpful. That aligns more along with a regular deck of playing cards, and the Minor Arcana is thought to be the more day-to-day stuff. But the Major Arcana are those big issues.
It's fascinating indeed. And you use a lot of stories in the Tarot Life Lessons book from real-life episodes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so these all came from my journals over the years. And, you know, my husband has always said, you know, you got a lot of good stories. You should write about that. And I never really thought about it until COVID, honestly. And they were all written because I had journaled them. And so during COVID, I just put it all together. And I had very much of what I would call a God moment, where I had a fan letter on Instagram about some of my, I'm also a Sylvia Plath scholar, and a young woman had read my other three books on Plath and her mysticism, which a lot of people don't know about. And she said that she was really interested in that. And I told her about this project that I was kind of working on during quarantine. And she said, oh, I want you to talk to my editor friend over at Inner Traditions. And she connected us, and they just snapped it up on the spot. And they are also going to be publishing The Occult Sylvia Plath next year. So I am just so blessed and could not be more pleased with my publisher, honestly. But as far as these stories go, yeah, they're real life stories of clients that have had especially interesting, situations with me. I'm not just dishing. It's not just gossip, because I process my end of it. So you're going to see how human I am as a tarot card reader. I am not the guru who's sitting up on a mountaintop, you know, telling everybody how to live. You're going to see me wrestling with boundaries and insecurities and occasionally being a bit intimidated. Every story is different. There are murders. There are scam artists. There are people who are so very desperate for love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we know all of these people. I think they're universal stories. There are gold diggers. There are people struggling with children who have died. And I've matched each story to one of the major arcana tarot cards, just as sort of the overriding theme. That's an idea I got from Sylvia Plath, my literary mentor. And it gives it a nice flow. If you are a tarot card reader, you will see and understand how I read the cards. Also helpful for people who are interested in the tarot. But if you are just looking for a good story, you know, you don't have to focus on the tarot details. It's not overloaded with those. This is not a how-to-read tarot book, because there are way too many of those already. I wanted real-life application of tarot. I wanted people to see how tarot is used in real life with real people.
And you don't hold back, do you? I mean, if you see something strange and unusual and maybe even sad and dangerous, you let it go, don't you?
Yeah, and because these are my journals, George, I really felt, you know, as I was coming to look at seriously publishing this, I really questioned, do I want to put all this stuff in there about me? But I decided, yeah, you know, let's be real and vulnerable, and I am a believer that your heart has to be open to touch other people. And some people may laugh at me. You know, I talk about some visions I had. I talk about, you know, as I said, just some of my insecurities and just how I deal with this stuff. I think you'll come out of the book knowing I am, you know, for one of St. Louis's top 10 psychics and all the labels they put on me, I am very, very human. And so, I have not held back, maybe to embarrassing amounts of truth-telling.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snap. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Take us through a hypothetical tarot card reading and just explain to us visually what you're doing. Somebody comes to you, what happens?
So I usually say, first of all, that tarot shows you the path that you're on. I am showing you what you already know on a higher subconscious level, and I am mirroring it back to you. So there is a validation in tarot. A lot of times people think they know what's going to happen, or they may have a lot of anxiety or a lot of excitement or something, and the tarot will bring clarity to that. But that said, if we see something coming up in the future that you don't like, it is an opportunity to do it differently. So I'm never going to tell someone that they're doomed. As I said, these are energies, and so we can say, okay, this hasn't happened yet, and let's change that energy. And so the tarot card's very good for giving advice, very good for, you know, I'm showing you the path that you're on if you don't do anything different. So usually for a new client, I begin with a very traditional spread called the Celtic Cross. And some people do it with 10 cards. I learned with 11 cards. And the Celtic Cross is a basic past, present, and future with three core cards that are kind of a snapshot of who you are today. And so it'll talk about your core issues and the things you're struggling with and how people see you. Those are those first three core cards. The card above, at the very top of the spread, is sort of where all your attention and energy is going. The card below tends to be the present day. The card to the left, the far left, is your recent past. And to the far right is your near future, usually within the next 6 months. And then there is this column of cards that runs up the side. Some tarot card readers will say that that column is sort of the direction of your entire life. I personally think that's ridiculous. I don't think any of us have any sense of our entire lives. I read that as the next 2 years. So my reading tends to be about 2 years out, where you're going, where your attention is, what might be tripping you up, what you might want to focus on to build and grow, and, you know, and what you might want to change.
Interesting. Now, when you're with a person physically and they're there with you, who picks the card, you or them?
If they're with me physically, I'll usually have them pick. And they have the added option of choosing what deck to use. And I'm a little different from a lot of tarot card readers because I do like to offer a selection of decks. I have found, and I have posted some of these on my Instagram, by the way, I have found that people choose the exact right deck they need, and time again, cards will show up that look exactly like them. So it's very interesting that the artwork really calls to people and that they are right there in it. You know, and how does that happen? That's part of the magic, right? But I have... So they choose the deck in person. Over the phone or video readings, and I do readings for people all over the world. You know, lots of international callers will get me on WhatsApp, and we'll do phone and video readings that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I will show them the cards, and I pull the cards for them. But some people like the phone because there's just a little bit more anonymity.
Right.
Some people feel very, you know, they don't want me to see them, or, you know, they feel just exposed. For people who are very, very guarded on their privacy, I have regular email clients, and email works a little bit differently. I just have them send me all the questions that they want me to look at, and then I figure out what the time is going to take and what that will cost. There's a little extra time because, of course, I have to type it all out, but I am a fast typist because I'm also a writer. So, I will give a price for that. That's not just the standard $3 a minute that my regular phone and video clients and in-personal clients pay. And then I also come to events for parties, and that's a whole other thing.
Interesting take. Now, when we do phone calls next hour, you do readings for our listeners. Are you going to pull like one card?
It depends on the question. So, you know, because I imagine we're going to be keeping this moving, and I'm not going to be spending 15 minutes on one person.
Right,
you know,
couple minutes each.
I'll probably do 1 to 3 cards, depending on the depth of the question, how much information I need.
Interesting. Now, if someone's tarot cards reveal something negative, how often do you temper it?
Almost never, because I find that negative information is something that they need to know. Before I start, I usually have a short meditation, which I've already done before the show, where I ask for who I speak to, that I give the message they most need. So I am going to trust that if that negativity comes up, they're ready to hear it and to change it.
And do they?
Sometimes. You know, some people are really attached to things like addictions or even feeling like the victim, and that will keep you stuck. If you see yourself as just going to suffer and have hard times, you know, I can point that out, and I can show you that you actually do have power in your life to shift out of that, and I can show you how to shift out of it, but you have to want to.
Interesting take. Have you ever had a client lose it in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
More often than not, drugs or alcohol are involved. And I do like to say there's a reason we call alcohol spirits.
They walk in that way?
Yeah, it just, the thing about, especially a drunk person, and this is famous for when I do parties, right, and there's usually a lot of drinking. And so if someone is very drunk, I've come to decide, you know, usually I'll say that I prefer not to read for someone who's very drunk. But if the host has bought me for the event, and most people are drinking, it can be a tough night for me. But, you know, they'll see something like the death card, and they may try and read it themselves and panic. And, you know, I remember one girl just wailing, thinking that her life was over, and there was almost nothing I could do to console her because she was just spiraling in her drunkenness. The other thing about drunks, they tend to ask me the same question over and over.
Over and over again, yeah.
Holler at me. So it's not fun for me.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.